We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pitch it out to Albert Wilson down the far sideline. 50. He's going to go the distance. Albert Wilson high five. Keep
Brandon.
What a play call again.
By 50. He's got a gangle to the end zone. The 30. Oh. Jakeem Grant is pushed out or no? Did he get in? They say he's out at the one.
What a return.
Boy. Cody Core saved a touchdown, but Jakeem Grant just blew past everybody.
Daniel, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's strike! 30, 20, Gronkowski's got a tackle!
Oh, that way!
He got it in the end zone! Touchdown!
The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Back tonight, 7:30 kickoff.
We'll never have we may never have that again.
You know what? We had it
the
once.
The greatest play,
right?
One of the greatest plays I've ever seen.
The Miami Miracle, man. Come on. 7:30 kickoff tonight. 3:30 our
that
pregame coverage starts here on the Joe. Channing Crowder, Chris Whittingham, bring it back. A new season. Football's back. Dolphins are back. This is exciting. Today's an exciting day.
Hey, see where you are. Give a lot of guys a chance, and whatever you're watching tonight, those young I'm sure CBS, they're having their production meetings yesterday, and we meet with the coaches and all that stuff right after radio. So I was down there yesterday, and I'm guessing CBS is going to be really zeroed in on, first of all, the first-round pick, see how he plays tonight. And then the two young guards, rookie guards, could both start tonight, Dieter and Shaq Calhoun. So you've got that. And then all the other young guys that have had good camps that everybody's heard about, Preston Williams, the wide receiver who we talked about, who if he didn't have all those issues and he just went to New Mexico State for 3 years and didn't have the transfer because of the problems.
He would have been drafted.
Because he was a highly rated guy coming out of Tennessee. He didn't just like grow into this. This guy's had skills since he was in high school. Not like anybody didn't know about him. But yeah, if he didn't get in trouble, that guy, where does a guy that big and that fast and then puts up numbers, which obviously are the most important thing to see that he can play. And I know it wasn't a Power 5 conference, but, man, he would have made it. Now he's got to start from scratch as a rookie free agent, but he's gotten off to a good start. And the other thing that the teams do, like they stay on top. Like if you're Preston Williams, the team's like, we took a chance on you, and no matter what you tell us, we're going to have to babysit
sure,
you a little
sure.
bit.
Sure, he knows that.
We got to keep guys. And they know. Yeah. I think you tell the parents, hey, listen, we believe in your son. Great to see, you know, because you want to meet the family a little bit and see, like, how bad the dysfunction is.
Sure.
Is it something he grew up with? Or so then you go from there and, you know, and find out, you know, is he maturing? And listen, man, I'm big on giving guys a second chance. My God, you can't just give up on people. So this is his. This is a big one for him tonight. We got a lot of other stuff going on too. I got to tell you something before I forget. You haven't had this happen probably yet, Zach, but you will. This has happened to me late in life, and it's interesting. So anyway, I got a buddy that I grew up with and have known a long time. He said, hey, I'm getting remarried. He's married and he's getting divorced. And so he's doing his second one and her second one back in California. he calls me and he says, hey, in January, kind of working around you, my man, to get through football season, we're going to have a wedding. So I said, all right. I'm thinking, like, my wedding, my second wedding.
On the beach?
On the beach.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. Little dinner. Have some drinks. And, sure. And, hey, let's move on.
Sounds about right.
He goes, no. We're going to do it up, man. I said, you're going to what?
They're going to have a big wedding?
He goes, we're gonna do it up. We're going to invite some people, and we want to do this upright. And I said, dude, this is your second wedding. What are you talking about? And he goes, because I need you to get, like, we're getting matching.
The tuxes and everything?
Tuxes. And I said, dude, wow. What am I, 25 years old? What are you talking about, man? What am I, 30?
Like the blue cummerbund, all that stuff?
So the whole thing. So he goes, yeah. And he hits me, and I don't care. I mean, it's over $200 for the tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, dude.
You guys are 25 again, man.
He goes, yeah, we're going to do it. She wants to do it like it was the first. I go,
wow. That's a little weird.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Don't most people, and I was like, okay, I was going to plan something to go to California, and I tried to take a little vacation once the long football season's over, and I'm going, so he's inviting people, we're doing all this stuff, and then he hit me with, we're doing the dress rehearsal, and we're having
the whole thing,
the dinner, and so I finally said, I said, dude, what are we, 25
that's
years
it.
Old?
Like, that's it.
What are we doing, dude? This is your second one. You spent a lot of money on your first one. Second one. He goes, well, she really. I go, well, you got 50% of the say.
49%.
So he goes, listen, we're doing with the same guys. I went, oh, shit.
Really? Like the same crew from the first wedding is all coming out?
He claims he's doing, you know, guys kind of drift away, some guys, but doing the same group. I just thought,
wow.
It was one of the weirdest things.
It is weird.
Later in life, to go second wedding, isn't a second wedding where you have a few people close to you?
Yes.
You go to the, I went to Miami Beach and did a quickie. Hell, I was back to work that night.
That's crazy.
After dinner and a few drinks and the whole thing. We did the honeymoon later, but you know, it was her second. I mean, and so these guys the same way. So I was just going by mine. I just wondered if anybody thinks, because you're going to have somebody in your life that's getting married again, and they're going to invite you. And I'm all for getting a group of people together, having a fast one. First of all, if you go through the Catholic Church and you don't do it the right way, you don't have to worry about it. The Catholic Church is out. You become,
done.
You got to do it a different way unless you go through the whole annulment thing. And it's a pain in the ass to do and all that stuff. So
you would
it's just,
know.
Hey, all right, you know what? I didn't. The first one's out, but I'm doing a quick Christian one. So, you know.
Some mistakes are made, that's fine. But I would just think that if you had a big production for wedding one, which a couple of my friends did. I mean, I'm talking movie productions.
Hey.
Traveling,
I got
Dallas, you. Naples, to a campsite in North Carolina. My friends did that.
But we had 500 people.
That's a lot.
At that thing. My feet were so cold watching people come in. I've told you.
500 people is a lot. That's a big wedding,
Antonio
man.
Brown had nothing on the way my feet felt when I was at that thing. And I got one guy in one ear and one guy in the other, Jimmy Cephalo, in one ear going, dude.
They had the car ready?
You don't really want to do this, do you? And I go, no, I really don't. But I said, look at these people.
It's not a good start, man.
So anyway, look, I'm sweating already. You got me sweating in this nice, cool studio. But, yeah, so he hit me with that thing last night. And I was thinking, all right, he'll go to San Francisco. We'll do something. It'll be kind of fun for a day or two and see everybody. And then it's like.
A big wedding.
Talking
rehearsal
about
dinner.
Over 100 people to this thing. And I'm like, oh, God.
I think it's weird, but I guess good for them to be able to try to put on another production like the first one for both of them. I mean, I don't know if I would want that. I don't know if I'd
then
want
you got to put the clown suit on again and the matching thing and sit up there with six other dudes if they're all still alive.
Is everyone still?
Yeah, they are, but I'm just saying it's got a few months.
I was worried.
So it's like, you know, and you're sitting up there and we all got these certain kind of tux that she friggin' picked out. It's so weird.
I mean, when I was 25, that sounded like, this is going to be such a schlep, but I'll do it. Okay, fine. at 40 and change now, or guys in maybe their 60s, it's a little lot. It's a lot.
No, you're right. I'm in my early 30s now, and I dread when I have to do right? someone. I've been a groomsman in a fair share of weddings, and it's fine like when you're younger, like Zach's saying, and now I get invited to these things. Yeah. Like, hey, not only do you have to pay for the tux, you have to go to the store, you have to try the stupid thing on, you have to go back and pick it up when it's ready, you got to bring it back the day after the wedding or you get charged.
Or you get charged, yeah, exactly.
They both have kids, but they're both acting.
Like it's their first one.
Like their first one, which I think so weird. I told them, I said, dude, listen, because I give my opinion on stuff and you're no different. I think this is really weird that you're treating us like all of a sudden
your first
marriages were just like didn't exist.
Right.
Like I don't know where you think the kids came from. But it's just really, really weird. You want to hear one better?
I can't wait. You can top that?
They're putting together. What the hell you call that thing where you put together where you can buy stuff for them?
Like, a registry?
I said, you're kidding, bro. They threw out a Macy's
this
thing, and
full,
I go, dude, I'm just going to tell you up front. I don't know what you did with the first crap that we all got for you when I was playing with the Dolphins. I have no idea. I don't know if they split. Whatever you guys did. But I'm just telling you, I ain't getting you any of it. None.
Wow. Yeah, it's a
you
little
know,
weird.
You can't just. You will. You will get this guy.
Oh, of course. It's not him. It's his wife. His wife will. Yeah.
You're not showing up empty-handed.
No, your wife's going to see the registry, and there's going to be a $400 charge on your credit card.
How about she's never even met the woman? Mark has never met the woman.
Well, let me tell you, your wife's been in a lot of those situations over the years.
Yeah, but she's been
unfortunately
through,
for
she's
her.
Been through some real crap.
It's probably a nice trip
me.
To the West Coast for her for a little vacation, but she's got to be a part of this wedding thing like you. She's not.
You know the part
this.
That's really weird is that dinner the night before.
The rehearsal dinner.
I don't mind going out to dinner with a group of guys. I don't. The couples and stuff. But doing all that stuff.
Where you need to be, who you're walking
and
with.
And then putting on the clown outfit with six or seven other dudes.
Right. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Getting fitted for that thing.
No.
It's just.
Hollywood's right. It's going to Men's Warehouse and getting the tux.
It's an ordeal. It really is. It's not even the money. It's, like, it's just the time that this whole deal takes.
My wife was bitching when she had to go out to her younger cousin's wedding out in Arizona. And they did. She was the maid of honor, I guess it's called. And she had to go get fitted down here for like the dress.
Right. No, it's a pain. It's the same thing. Be even worse for women.
Oh, it's the worst because like, what if the dress doesn't get there? What if I have to get another dress? This and
there
that. At least you'll be in a penguin suit.
Zach, there should be a rule though. If it's a second one, and you're over a certain
can't
age,
be a production.
Like it's got to be quick.
Yeah,
it's got to be simple.
They can make it nice, but just. It can't be a production like the first one.
This doesn't have anything to do with age, by the way. This is for anyone.
Right. Yeah, you could be 35 in your second one.
Second I'm just saying.
And it was,
I'm not saying life should end in your 50s and 60s. It's just, like, there should be rules at that age. And like you said, even younger. Well, if you've done this already.
Right. Number two can't be as big as one. It can't be.
We got to be.
Unless you're in the bathroom.
I don't even know the other guys must be. I can't be the only one feeling this way. Can
you
got
to talk to your other buddy.
Have
you talked? You know, I mean, obviously you were in that first one.
I know all the guys, but I don't.
You should probably make a phone call. Like, hey, man, did you get
a call
from? I
got a lot of other things going on. I'm going to skip on this right now, but I just felt like I had to share this. Like, they
somehow
are treating this.
Like it's their first wedding.
Like the first one where everybody goes all out and, you know, this is going to be the one. And then you go, all right, and. It wasn't the only one. But this one's really going to be the one, and let's go all out. Let's spend and let's do it. And I was like, ooh, this is not a good idea.
It's going to be expensive too, right?
I said, how about a little casual on the beach somewhere? Huh. How about something looking at Pacific Ocean where you can put a nice little jacket on in the evening?
Right. That's a nice setting. You kidding me?
Beautiful.
Yeah. You don't need a big production.
I don't mind going to California. I don't.
No, but
still,
it's
still my home state that I had when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
But there's just, I just thought to myself, I go, dude, I told him too. I said, well, what are you trying to turn back the clock, bro?
He is.
What the hell is this about?
Yeah,
it's crazy. Anyway.
Just the thought of this guy getting measured for that damn rent.
Right.
Tux.
Right. And it's got to be back by noon on the next day. Otherwise, you get charged.
Yeah.
Charged for another day.
Oh, we're getting ready to take off and go enjoy the last few days of a vacation.
So it's on the West Coast, Hollywood. Odds on Joe leaving the tux by accident.
Oh.
And then having to buy it without having to keep it.
And Zach knows, if you ever had to take one of those things through the airport,
oh yeah,
it's one of the more unpleasant experiences you'll ever have, because they put the shoes in the little thing on the bottom.
Yeah.
So the shoes are clanking against your legs while you're carrying the stupid thing over your shoulder.
And to be honest, anything more embarrassing than walking through the airport with the Men's Warehouse bag, and everyone knows that's the rental tux.
And then you get on the plane. Hi, is there anywhere I can put this?
Yeah,
please?
Can I hang this anywhere?
Can I hang
this?
Sir. And the planes don't have that anymore because they're trying to save every inch of space.
Older guys.
Good luck.
And by the way, this guy just absolutely gave his pants away to his soon-to-be new wife, because she's telling me all this stuff. She. I go, she. You keep saying she.
Oh, this man's in love.
Like, bro, she. Or is there any you? It's all she.
Mm-mm.
Don't mention she anymore.
Mm-mm.
You. I thought it's 50-50.
I said 51-49.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we got committed to a dinner and the wedding, right? You don't have to do any other. Like, there's no bachelor party or any of that.
This guy ain't having a bachelor party. Come on. Stop that.
I've seen second bachelor parties before, and there should be like a rule against
that. Those are bleep shows, man.
I did ask him. I go, hey, bro, by the way, because it sounds like going to be a lot of people, you guys doing this little dinner rehearsal and stuff. So let me ask you, because I know you want everything to be beautiful, and this is the one late in life, and this is my soulmate and all that crap you're hitting me with here that's a little over the top. Like, let me ask you, who's picking up that dinner? who's picking up that damn dinner?
Well, it sounds like it could be an expensive weekend for you.
Anyway,
and the Men's Warehouse.
Gotta go to break here. Stupid ass.
They give you the wedding block at the hotel?
Stupid ass stuff.
Call
stupid
up and use
stuff.
The code word, right? Try to get that.
You got
to
call the special apartment.
That's right.
I spent way too much.
I'd like to save 10% on my room, please.
Hey, I'd like to actually go through the registry.
I spent
way
too much time on that. But yeah, I just love guys. Pretend I said you're gonna like color your hair too to make it really feel like.
Oh, he has to.
We're younger too.
You can't go salt and pepper for that one.
No, oh, man. All right, hey,
you guys can all get dressed together in the same room with those rentals.
Yeah, help each other.
I'm gonna ask him. Are you getting nervous? How do you feel at this point?
You guys gonna tie each other's
jerky?
Ties like you're 20.
Hey, your belly's a lot bigger than the last time we did this. The Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall text line 56022. I'm glad you guys
sees him come in and they're like, oh boy.
I'm glad you guys are having.
Damn, Joe,
this guy.
Jeez, look at man. Joe, man.
You look a little different this time around. Radio.com.
.com 560 The Zach, WQAM wants you to cool off and hang 10 during the Summer Flow Fest and Landshark Viewing Party at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort this Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hawk and Crowder begin the fun under the live broadcast at 2 p.m. Lucky winners can enjoy a day on the Flow Rider Double during a freestyle flow session hosted by 560 The Hollywood WQAM. Enter on site at Margaritaville for a chance to win a $100 Margaritaville gift card and Flow Rider sessions with a pro. Enjoy ice cold buckets of Landshark beer for $20. Log on to WQAM.com for more details. It's this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., and the main event is set. Hollywood versus Omar. It'll be worth price of admission just to hang out there. Plus, like Hollywood said earlier in the show,
two real popular guys.
Right,
now.
That's it. Well, at least you'll have some Landshark beers.
Show up and boo both of them if you want.
That's it. You can boo them both, but show up, and then I'll be the George Shea, the carnival barker at this whole thing on Friday, too. So we'll have a good time, and we'll drink some Landshark beers afterwards. Crowder will be there, so you know he'll have some Landshark beers at one point.
Don't worry about Channing. Friday, having a couple cold ones, you don't have to worry about that. That's a done deal. We got all kinds of stuff. We got our first preseason game coming up tonight. Falcons in town. Take on the Dolphins, a first for a lot of players and a lot of coaches tonight, both offensive and defensive coordinators and head coach, first time in their new roles. So a coordinator goes to being a head coach.
Right.
And position coaches go to being coordinators, which, by the way, and I saw these both guys have helped, Graham and O'Shea have helped with getting game plans together for coordinators and stuff. It's a lot different ball game for the head coach and the coordinators when now you got a certain amount of time, you got to figure out who's healthy, you got to figure out which – you got final say. Like, you're not going to assistant, hey, What do you think we should do here on third and six? They're going, no. You got to come up with it. So, and you have a split second to make those decisions, personnel decisions. The relationship changes with all the players, too, from being a coordinator and being a position coach to now being a coordinator and head coach. A lot of things change. That's why those guys make the big bucks.
Right.
Coordinators and the head coach. So it all gets going tonight. A lot of rookie free agents. Your six draft picks will play a lot of football tonight. We got a CFL guy. We got a lot of guys. AAF. We got seven AAF guys on the roster as well.
Giddy up tonight.
Which, by the way, you know, it's interesting just studying for the game on the AAF guys, and a lot of them are linemen. You know what's funny is a lot of them have been knocked around the NFL for a couple years, saw the AAF as a last chance, and then played well enough to get noticed off tape for coaches to go ahead and go, hey, we're going to give you another shot in our system. We liked you before, and the fact that you stayed active. So that league, even though it was an absolute embarrassment the way it ended, it wasn't well-funded, and it was just horrible. And the guy that came in.
There's no funding.
I don't even blame the guy came in and bought it. He just said, this is a loser. I'm shutting it down. But it's great. Those guys stayed involved, and those handful of games they played showed enough. The league saw it, and, like I said, Dolphins picked up a handful of guys and some other teams, and so there'll probably be a couple of those guys in the league this year, right? Thought it might be over. Well, let me go ahead and give this thing a chance. And, hell, they didn't even get paid their last couple of checks, and here they are.
They're still paying off debt,
And to keep this thing going. So a lot of different kinds of stories going on with a lot of guys, including Josh Rosen tonight. We finally get a chance to see him in a Dolphins uniform and see what he can do and what happens there tonight. So guys coming from all over the place and getting that going. By the way, we were talking before, too, about the Billy Corbin, the A-Rod screwball with Anthony Bosch and that whole thing. You remember we were doing, Ray, how many years ago was that, first of all? These years sneak up on you when – that thing was.
More
and more stuff was coming out.
Right,
I remember, like, all those guys and everybody in denial. And of course, how about those high school parents?
Right.
They were scared to death when they were knocking on their door trying to find out, hey, your kid's on this list. And the parents, of course, last thing they want is their kid to be known as a steroid kid.
Of course. HGH 15, and all that
16,
stuff.
17 year old kids to help him in baseball and football and everything else, and had to go get attorneys to block it to make sure our names, because we're underage. And I mean, that thing was just crazy. And A-Rod leading the charge.
He was the biggest name, obviously. Manny Ramirez was also.
He had a cousin that was involved in all this stuff, right? A cousin?
I think so, yeah. Well, Manny's the one who, I mean, the whole thing started off with Manny Ramirez and Anthony Bosch. That's how the entire story kind of starts up.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
That it was like kind of introduced with Manny, and then Manny all of a sudden, had an awesome season, got signed to the Dodgers, got a big contract there. Then he missed some games because he over – what was in the storyline was is that you're supposed to take a little bit of this at a time, and instead he got mixed up and took an entire vial of it at one point and then got tested and then got busted and then got missed 50 games at that point. Yeah. Manny being Manny. He had those shirts made right after that, the whole deal. And then all of a sudden – they introduce the next big character, and it's a guy that gets introduced to Anthony Bosch and says, listen, my cousin wants to meet you. Come to the house and this and that. He's like, all right, who's your cousin? He goes, Alex. Just keep him at Alex. All right, you'll meet your cousin, Alex. And he walks in, and how the movie does it, because Billy does a good job, he opens a door, and it's someone wearing a Yankees uniform. I'm sure there wasn't A-Rod just sitting in his house in Yankees uniform. But then you see all the details of this. And you see what was going on and how this was happening and how Anthony Bosch kept books with names. And all of a sudden, like one guy said, and one of the investigators said, didn't catch my eye at first in the initial couple books because it said Alex Rodriguez and we're in Miami. How many Alex Rodriguezes are there in Miami? There's plenty. It's not the biggest deal in the world. You know, then it switched to Alex R. and then A. Rodriguez. And then all of a sudden it's A-Rod. And the investigator said that's when it got to the point in the book where we're like, wait a minute. A-Rod, baseball A-Rod, It's not hard to connect the dots here, and then all this stuff happened with Alex. But what's crazy to me, when you see the details of this story and see how people got arrested and went to jail and this, that Bosch legitimately, this whole thing blew up because of a $4,000 debt he didn't pay off. And then at the end, when he turned state's evidence and was working with MLB.
Oh, trust me, everybody was.
Oh, snitching on everybody.
Everybody was ratting everybody at the end,
the
saving
feds
their ass.
Got him, not for the A-Rod stuff, not for the college stuff with the UM players and stuff like that. The high school kids. Because of the fact that he
selling
was doing
kids,
it with minors and minors' kids. Parents, you know, and they were involved also because they were showing meetings with the parents and the kid in the biogenesis lab or, you know, out of the tanning salons where they had all this done.
Bad look, man.
Yes. And he got 20 months or 4 years, but only did 20 months, I guess, in jail, Anthony Bosch. But what a great story. Until you really see this and see the details.
So, Billy Corbin, man, another South Florida special.
Right.
I'm sure A-Rod's going, jeez, Corbin, why, man? I'm doing so great on my image. What the hell does this got to come out? Man, I'm J-Lo-ing and everything's good. I got it rolling.
Movie's been out for a while, but now it's out on like the streaming. You can get it on Netflix. You can get it here. You get it there. That's why it's making such a big kind of push right now. But
all right,
amazing.
Well, we got Hollywood's headlines coming up. We got Kim Bokamper going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to wake up the big fella. Going to be down on the sideline for a little CBS TV tonight. We'll talk to him about this first one. Got a lot of stuff coming up. Dave Archer is going to get up early this morning, too, a former Falcon quarterback and color analyst for the Falcons Radio Network. We'll jump in on him. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Bring a little love to the show. No hate, man. It's a no hate Thursday. What do you got for a little love today?
Well, we could show a little love to Jalen Ramsey. Did you see some of his comments yesterday? He jumped on Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and we'll just leave it to him to explain what he used to do to opponents in college.
I would say the only thing that changed was in college. Like when I was at Florida State, I was grimy, like super grimy. I didn't care. Like I would. I was talking about your girlfriend, whatever.
Give us some of your best stories.
Yeah,
give us a good story.
We can always cut it, too, if you don't want it.
Yeah.
I used to I was playing, like, a big receiver at whatever school. I would look up his Instagram, see his girlfriend, whatever, boom, boom, and I
probably go. So,
yeah, I'd probably go slide in the DMs.
no, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the game.
Oh, my
before the game.
God.
I love that.
That
before
is
the
amazing.
Game, I would probably slide in the DMs and, you know, we get to the game. He probably know about it. Maybe he do. Maybe she was gone. Maybe she was gone.
Yeah.
But either he know about it or he don't. But either way, I'm bringing it up in the game. Like, yeah, you know, I slid in first name basis. DM. Yeah. She hollering at like we.
How mad? They get so mad
by
the way.
Oh yeah, people get hot about that. But I'll say when I got to the league though, I stopped that because now people got wives and stuff. Yeah. I ain't talking about. Wives.
Thank God. Yeah.
Wives a little different than the girlfriend.
Somebody get shot over talking about somebody wives dog. So that's where I grew, you know. I ain't as grimy.
He's grown up a lot.
Oh, thank goodness.
One of the best cover corners in the game.
That's actually kind of funny. That's an old Crowder tool, right?
That's Channing. I'll never forget watching the tackle for the New England Patriots going after him.
That's
he was
right.
So pissed and
grabbed his dreadlocks.
Channing gotten the information on his wife and shared it with him during the game. And he went after him. The guy just, there was no discipline, no Belichick discipline after that. God. Anyway, what else you got?
All right, guys, to the NBA here. And Kevin Durant breaking his silence here with Chris Haynes from Yahoo. And I was asked about the, you know, there's a lot of blame going to the Warriors.
We blame everybody for everything. Nothing
so
just happens. Right?
Durant set this straight. He said, hell no. How can you blame the Warriors? Hell no. He goes on to talk about he heard the Warriors pressured me into getting back. Nobody ever said a word to me during rehab as I was coming back. It was only me and Rick, who was the trainer, working out every day. He said, right when the series started, I targeted game 5. It just happens. It's basketball. Bleep happens.
I'm glad. I'm glad because he had buddies and guys that he used to play with coming out saying stuff, and the team just got ripped. I'm just glad to hear.
Right.
He said he's not blaming anybody. Because
no.
We do love today, man. We love the blame game.
The blame game.
More
yeah,
than ever before. The blame game is the star of everything going on, right? Something happens, and then the old blame game starts, one side or the other.
So for all these people that had conspiracy theories about,
right,
oh, where is the series going to be at when he decides to come back, he said, no matter what the series was, I was aiming for game five. That's why I played when it was 3-1. No matter what, I just wanted to play in the finals.
Okay. Yeah.
Just wanted to be out there.
All right.
I'm glad. And listen, he's gone. He could have been a –
right.
He could have just said, that's one of the reasons I left. I mean, he could have stirred it up, and he said, listen, man.
Imagine if it was the opposite.
Stop it.
Imagine if he did blame the Warriors. Where would be in the news right now?
Way to go. Way to go, Kevin.
Yeah,
man.
Good job by him.
All right.
All right. We go to UCF for this next story here, and we have a UCF sorority that has been suspended after one of their own sisters leaked a sisterhood group chat to school officials.
Oof. Ooh, what was happening on the chat board?
We have a rat loose in this sorority.
What happened there?
So basically, look, this seems very normal for a college group chat, to me at least. But anyway, there was stuff about allegations of underage drinking, selling IDs, and paying for others to complete homework assignments. Huh,
sounds about right.
I mean,
come on, that's part of the Greek system.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think? There are going to be sororities and fraternities, and they're not drinking. And
right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, this is a dry house, and we don't care about this, and everyone does their homework. Right. That'd be the first time
I
heard
that. By
the
way, the fraternities, I remember they used to keep all the papers. That was part of the brotherhood is they kept all the papers from all the different professors for the same tests that were coming up. Hey, you want an A, B, or C on this one, John? I'll take the B paper. It could help my other grades.
I was just surprised to see UCF had sororities since they're a glorified high school.
Why you do that, man? Why'd you just... I mean, you want to take a shot at that AD. He's pathetic. That's one thing. Yeah. But just to take the whole school.
Yeah, you're going to get the whole UCF.
We have a lot of our kids' friends that go there. I like it. I like what they're trying to do. I think the AD's a complete clown.
What's his name? Danny White, right?
Danny White. Yeah. It's an embarrassment he has Danny White's name.
Right, yeah. Severe. I thought it was him for a
Cowboys quarterback.
I think they signed a deal with FIU.
Yeah.
For a 1-1 series.
Yeah,
they
did.
Play a 2-for-1, but they will.
That's the way to do it. That's a way to get in the national spotlight. Was that a shot?
You want to go to baseball here, Joe? You like baseball.
I do.
Orioles Chris Davis had to be restrained yesterday as he was going after manager Brandon Hyde in Wednesday's 14-2 loss for the Orioles. Did you see
what
this
happened?
In the dugout?
What do we have on that story?
So this team, I mean, they're basically falling apart here.
Yeah, you think? You've seen their record?
Yeah, yeah. They're 31 games out of – or 33 games.
They have the worst record in baseball, maybe.
Yeah. Oof. And so here's the bigger problem, though. Davis, who signed a 7-year, $161 million free agent contract with the Orioles back in 2016, has been absolutely brutal. He entered the game Wednesday batting .183, and he struck out 110 times in 246 at-bats.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Good Lord.
He's been terrible.
Falling off a cliff.
He literally got a new contract. He's been terrible.
That's what happens sometimes, right?
He's still taking out money.
Damn right.
And by the way, the crowds are getting smaller, so the boo birds aren't as loud.
Yeah. God. That's a fall from grace right there, huh?
Jeez.
All right, guys. Steve Smith, the former Panthers wide receiver, has had some pretty good comments over the years, right? So he's on an Amazon series, All or Nothing, and this was pretty funny. He's talking to Cam Newton about fantasy football. Zach is smiling.
I've seen it.
Zach knows the clip here. So we're going to play. This is Steve Smith and Cam Newton.
So I got him on my bench, DJ Moore.
Okay.
Should I? I ain't benching DeAndre Hopkins. Should I let John Brown be on the bench? Or?
That's kind of disrespectful. Like John Brown, he ain't no asset. He got a lot of choice selections. I'm giving you insider trade, so don't report me. You know.
No, I'm just saying. So should I take him off the bench? Because currently he on the bench.
Yeah. You got to start him.
What if I just flex? What if I put him at flex?
I don't understand that.
That just mean an extra guy. Like
yeah.
Put him at flex? Because he's not a real wide receiver yet. Yeah. He's just kind of developing.
I wouldn't say all that now.
I'm just talking about for fantasy. Should I start you or John Brown? It's a legit question. Is it not?
It's legit. You gonna tell me? Start me.
Start you? You give me 2 points, I'm slacking.
That's funny.
That I think it's DJ funny.
DJ Moore standing right next to them.
He asked literally Cam first, who should I start? Should I start your wide receiver or not? And then walked up to DJ and said, if you give me 2 points, man, I'm going to slap the bleep out of you. That's fun. I mean, that's funny.
I just hope Cam's all right with that shoulder, man.
Yeah.
I'm watching their camp stuff. And
dropping down the fantasy list, by the way.
Real slow on his throws right now with that coming off shoulder. So, hey, we got Kim Bocamper going to join us. We're going to get back to those Miami Dolphins here in just a couple of minutes. Talk about everything, and Big Bo's been out there every day. We'll talk to him about some of the guys he's going to be watching tonight and see what's going to happen. He was in our meetings yesterday as well. We'll jump in with the big fella coming up next. Radio.com.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.